City Clerk Beth McEwen arrived in Anchorage with more than 1,000 ballots in tow. Along with Administrative Assistant Lacey Davis, she caught the afternoon flight out of Juneau. They checked two large blue cases of ballots. I met up with them in the car rental lobby.
How was the flight?
It was perfect. I even got a few minutes of nap.
That's probably kind of rare in the last 2 weeks, I'm guessing.
Sleep of all kinds has been very rare in the last few weeks.
Voting in Juneau's local election began last month, but the work has been going on since May. On McEwen's recommendation, Juneau decided to allow this year's local election to take place by mail. The clerk's office set about completely re-envisioning how to run an election safely during a pandemic. More than 27,000 ballots were mailed out to registered voters in September. Now, it's time to process the results. Ballot sorting is already going on at the Anchorage Vote Center.
So where are you headed now?
We're going to load up the rental car with the ballot boxes, and then we're going to head to the Anchorage Election Center.
What does today entail? Are you pretty much going to be done for the day after you deliver things, or is there still more work to be done?
We're going to check in with the Anchorage Election Center, see where they're at in the processing, and make sure the ballots are secure, locked up into the secure area, and then have a game plan for starting first thing in the morning.
Juneau's ballots have never been processed outside the city before. The Anchorage Vote Center is large enough to have space for social distancing, and it has equipment specially designed to process ballot envelopes and verify voter signatures.
So pretty much all of their equipment we don't have available because it is different. They have an envelope sorter. It's got unique barcode that every voter has. It'll take a picture of that barcode along with a picture of their signature, and then that'll go on to another computer system that actually has pictures of signatures from the State Division of Elections, and we'll be comparing those side by side. Humans will be doing the comparison. It's not computer comparison.
McEwen says the city does plan to buy some of the equipment Anchorage has, like ballot scanners. The money has already been set aside for that. But there wasn't enough time to buy them and set them up before the election.
Once they're scanned, then they're what's called adjudicated. If there's any overvotes or undervotes or any of that anomalies on the ballot, then that's my part of the process. I'll be reviewing each one of those ballots for any anomalies.
McEwen expects to officially certify the election October 20th. That's when voters will know the final outcome of three assembly races and two ballot propositions. The new assembly members will be sworn in October 26th. In Anchorage, I'm Adeline Baxter.